Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Sarah Daly, Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show on the way with Sit and Spin. 10 songs from one-hit wonder bands. However, we are not playing the one-hit wonder. We're going to play another song from them and try to figure out if we can figure out who the hell the artist is. Yeah. That's coming up right after a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com. You've got me. Jump right to the birthdays, guys. I want to wish a happy birthday to Ada. She turns 8 years old today. She's growing more spunky and funky every day. Please play all the fish sandwich sound bites. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Emily.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Guys, want to send a birthday shout out to our grandson, Remy. He is 6 today. How about a little kid fish sandwich? Lots of love that from Pop Pop, Grandma, and Daddy.
Fish sandwich!
Guys, please send a birthday shout out to West Seattle Josh, a.k.a. Speed Tape. You're a man full of kindness. From his favorite seaman, Captain Jack Aloff, Kate and Nikki. He would be thrilled with his own rendition of Green Beans, his favorite song, and we all agree some advice from Coach Ted is necessary on this auspicious occasion. Thanks, guys, for doing this. Appreciate it.
Green Bean.
What?
Green Bean.
Okay.
Green Beans. Green Beans.
All right, Speed Tape, happy birthday. You know what today is, Mike? It's Tuesday. Thank you. You know what we get on Tuesdays, Mike? Tacos. All right. It's Speed Tape's birthday. Where's he at, Miles? West Seattle.
West Seattle, Josh.
All right. Listen up, Speed Tape. You go to a taco place. You go, it's my birthday. I want the biggest taco you got. Not that one. I said the biggest taco you got. I'm going to eat it with my hands.
Guys, I'm requesting a shout-out for Jake for his birthday. He's going to be 25 years old. He is in Japan right now and plans to be listening to your show. Thanks, guys. That from Annette. Dealer's choice there. Mike Johnson, penis, whatever you want to give him.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Hey, Happy birthday to my goofy father, Josh. Well, he loves you guys so much. Me and my brothers call y'all his best friends. Thank you guys for always being there for him and making our long road trips a blast. So please wish him a happy 43rd birthday with 3 fish sandwiches and a happy Chinooka. Love his beautiful, wonderful, favorite child and only daughter, Layla, and his son-in-law, Josh. Thanks, guys.
2 Oregon fish sandwiches.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Happy Chinooka.
And bitches, I want to wish a very happy 67th birthday to my dad, Robert. Can he get some shotgun gets from Thrill and some advice from the captain as he heads into retirement? Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Kenny.
Get. Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. The old Gappy Tan has no plans to retire himself, but that's not the case for all of us mascots. As you know, both Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben were forced into early retirement. Last I heard, Ben was taking a sabbatical in the Amazon rainforest with his personal guide, Kermit the Frog. And meanwhile, Aunt Jemima, she's making mad cash on OnlyFans. It's crazy what people are into. But you know the Quaker Oats man, he retired for a little while, but with nothing to do, he proved the old saying that idle hands are the devil's tools. He spent his days drinking toilet wine and started getting reckless. One time he curb-stomped the Keebler Elf. You wouldn't think those little fellas have so much blood in their body, but they do. It was a mess. Anyway, after he settled out of court, he got back to work making oatmeal, which happens to be the only food that Keebler Elf can eat. Crunch Berries.
Curb stomped him, huh?
It was horrible. No one saw it coming, but that toilet wine brings out the worst in the Quaker Oats man.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous
funny,
Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
I hope we'll never work again.
Mmm, Schweineflash.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Terry
nice?
Daly. Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Hello, hello.
We made it to October. Here we are.
Ah, the lovely October month. Yes.
Okay.
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
Yeah, we're here already.
Should we call it Rocktober?
I like to call it
Pissoff Castle.
Why shouldn't we?
Every year I try to say, can we call it Talktober?
It's October.
Can we do talk?
Yeah.
The Rock takes care of itself. It's Talktober, bitches.
I'm in on this. I'm on board.
Thank you, Taryn. You're the only person who's shown your support for this.
What's the college team that's called the Gamecocks?
South Carolina.
Canadian month of October.
We should, though. We should do old school bad thing that's ever been done in rock radio just for the month of October.
Okay, how about next month we all do cocaine and we call it Blovember?
These guys are talking so fast.
I don't know, man. With all the stuff going on, Blovember sounds bad.
No, we'll do
take it any way you want.
We'll do 2 for Tuesdays. We'll do rock party weekends.
Double shit.
Oh, yeah.
Family 4 packs.
Yeah, we'll do all that crap. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Yeah, let's do that. Just see if Castle gets pissed off.
Blovember.
Blovember. I like it.
Blovember.
Man, oh man.
Can we do December then?
We can.
How about Mushtober?
Mushtober.
All right. God, nothing will get done.
All right. But it'll look cool.
All right. I'm just trying to find a fun way to incorporate acid. I haven't figured it out yet.
Give us time.
Acid April.
Triptober?
Okay. Acid April. Oh, yeah, there you go. There's Mike.
Oh, Mike was quick on that one.
I'm down for it.
So we have a very special sit and spin here as we are in the month of Rocktober.
Oh, yes. Talktober, whatever you want to call it.
And a matter of fact, you know, like, I think we're going to start playing. We'll just start right now, 2 for Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? We'll just play 2 songs back, 2 foreigner songs, you know, all the hits. Anyway, okay, so
2 songs back to back of bands we don't play.
Here's Night Ranger. Okay, so
Castle's losing freaking mind.
Please listen to somebody else, Tober.
It's Rocktober. So what we're doing today is we all know one-hit wonder bands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every genre of music from the beginning of music until now, there's going to be a lot of bands that are technically considered one-hit wonders.
You know, I used to make fun of those bands, and then as I get older, I go,
They have one hit more than I do. Yeah.
Yeah. For example, some of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I know.
Billy Ray Cyrus, for years, considered a one-hit wonder. And then within the last couple of years, he had another hit. But we know Billy Ray
with
Cyrus.
With someone.
Yeah, to be a one-hit
wonder.
He's
like one-and-a-half-hit wonder.
Okay. Yeah. And he produced Miley Cyrus.
A dime. Yeah. You mean like as hell a yeah, producer like, or as a father? Like
that's it's the most impressive hits. Thing on his resume.
Right. I would say, yeah. He has 1.5 hits and he made a musical child.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, okay. So we're talking about like the song Wishing Well. Who did Wishing Well?
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
He's a one-hit wonder,
my
isn't
gosh,
he?
Yeah,
right? It was a great song. Name another song from Terrence Trent D'Arby. I have his album at home, and I cannot tell you.
Steve, White Lion. Just good. White Lion is the band. Yes. What is the one hit they had?
Is that Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
No, that was Great White.
Yes. Oh, how come both of us thought that?
White Lion was When the Children Cry.
Yes!
One hit one.
Which is a great strong song at a strip club.
Same era. You know, Firehouse, Don't Treat Me Bad. One hit wonder. Yeah, they were there for a second, then they were gone.
Hit?
Crocus.
Damn.
Screaming in the Night?
Screaming in the Night.
Crocus? Yeah.
It's a one-hit wonder. Name another Crocus song.
Can't.
Okay, you can't.
Can't.
When we were kids, Grim Reaper, See You in Hell.
A great song, great album.
One band, one song.
Was that even
they
a
were
hit?
Gone. No, I mean, kind of. But either way, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game, all right? Now, if you guess the band correct, you get a point. We're going to go for points, and the idea being this. Every band that Mike has picked out, and we do not know the band, is a one-hit wonder band. They have a very famous song.
They do.
But we're not playing that.
Uh-oh.
We are playing another song
that no one cares about
from that band to see if we can just identify the artist.
And just to give you guys a little bit of a background on this, I have access to basically Odyssey's entire music library, right? Songs that we haven't heard in years. Like, I can just type in AC/DC and songs like Fly on the Wall and like Big Gun and Ride On show up. Like, songs that we
imagine
just never
that.
Play anymore, right?
I have a phone that could do that, too.
Right.
Apple Music,
My point is, what I did is I typed in these one-hit wonder artists, and literally their one song showed up. There is no other reason to listen to this. So what I did is I went to Spotify, and I just to give you guys a fighting chance, I chose the song with the second most amount of plays.
Oh, all right.
That's a good call.
Okay. So at least you've got the best shot possible to figure out.
Real quick,
all right.
Did they give you like the differential between...
Oh, yeah.
It's was millions. It sizable?
Tens of thousands of listens, if not hundreds of thousands of listens of difference, yes.
So do we raise our hand if we know it, or do we just blurt it out?
Just blurt it out.
We'll just blurt it out.
Yeah, exactly. There's no teachers here.
Okay. So it's a little game we're playing. We're going to try to figure out the one-hit wonder band responsible, and then we're going to play the actual hit, correct?
Let's go.
So these are 10 songs from one-hit wonder bands on Sit and Spin.
I'm nervous.
Number 10.
Lonely, lonely, lonely Monday morning. Ain't that you?
The one-hit wonder from this band came out in 1992.
Is it Snow?
It is indeed Snow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How did you know that? How did you know that?
You have a cheat sheet?
How did you know that was Snow?
Very lucky guess.
It's a great song, though.
It's a great song.
It was when he gave the year. I was like, oh, man. He had like a reggae vibe.
Yeah.
Seven consecutive weeks at number one on Billboard with this song.
Informer, correct?
Informer, right. Okay. Lonely Monday Morning, nobody knows it.
Damn.
Nobody knows it.
Right out of the gate.
Damn.
These are 10 songs from One Hit Wonder Band.
Number nine.
I'll tell you what I think. I think she's a cow.
Another early 90s hit.
Let you down too many times now. Let's go for a drink. Forget it for now.
Is this a band or solo artist?
It's a band.
Is it Jackal?
It is not Jackal. It was among the top 500 best pop songs of all time, according to a 2023 Billboard magazine.
Early 90s?
91.
The voice sounds familiar.
Now, conversely, number 49 on the 50 worst songs ever, according to Blender.
Is this the Proclaimers?
It is not the Proclaimers.
Damn it.
This number one hit is one of the worst songs possible, and it's a great male stripper song.
Oh, Right Said Fred.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Wow, that song sounds nothing like this.
Nothing at all.
I now kind of want to go back and listen to more Right Said Fred.
I know. That was better than this.
Oh,
so,
man.
I like this. On the dance floor.
Yes.
Oh, pussy. 10 songs from One Hit Wonder Band.
Eight.
Number 8. I could have been a little bit inspirational.
I'm not going to lie, this is probably the first band that I could not tell you by their band name. I could tell you the song that they did, but I couldn't tell you the band name. This song came, their hit came out in 1982, and actually, the song that we're hearing right now is technically their first hit. This is not a one-hit wonder band. This band, this is their first number one hit. The other one, which had a lot better success, came out later.
Is it Dexy's Midnight Runner?
Oh. Aaron with the point.
I totally misunderstood the meaning of the song.
That was actually one of my clues, that it's one of Ryan Castle's favorite double entendre songs.
Yes.
They sound like they cheered up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Midnight Runners.
Okay. 10 songs from one hit wonder band.
Number 7.
It's Chumbawamba.
It's what?
Oh, wow. Damn.
Aaron Taylor's on fire.
She's on it.
Because I admitted recently that I owned this entire album.
Oh, there you go.
Way too quick. Way too quick.
Oh, my God.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Taryn, you have two. Ted, you have one. Steve Miggs, you have one.
Steve and I.
Yeah, I'm not doing great.
Number 6.
Oh, Alien Air Force. Yeah.
Movies.
Good song.
Good work, fellas.
That was a good song.
Movies was a good song. I thought it was a good follow-up song.
Fun fact, the bassist once yelled at me.
Why is that? Yes.
He came in studio. They were all really nice except for the bassist, and he got all pissy because I didn't have bagels.
What?
Yeah, like, he came in to like, do an interview, and he's like, yeah, man, where are the bagels? I'm like, what do you mean, where are the bagels? He goes, every radio station we go to, we have bagels.
Are you
like,
serious?
Ah.
You're on the West Coast, buddy.
I was about to say. We don't have bagels. He's like, that's messed up. You know, I'm like, what is happening?
Alien and Funk.
Alien and Funk.
Okay.
10 songs from one hit wonder band.
Number 5. And Coke 45 and 2 zigzags. Baby, that's all we need.
Oh, Ted's got it.
We can go to the park, tap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana
burns. Afro Man?
Ted takes the lead.
Ted is killing
it. 10-3, Taryn with 2, Mix with 1.
I support bands for the second song.
Yes, you do.
Unbelievable.
Really excited about this next one.
These are 10 songs from one hit wonder band.
Number 4.
She tastes like Corda. Sweet, sweet sugar. A little bit of Monica in my hand.
Who is he?
Lou Bega.
I'm like, it's the Mamba Number 5 guy, right?
Right.
I hate Mamba Number 5.
Again, one of my clues. This is Ted, I believe, your least favorite song of all time. Your most favorite song.
Ted with 4 correct.
Here, yeah.
Taryn trailing by 2.
Oh. These are 10 songs from one hit wonder band.
Number 3.
Aqua.
Oh.
Who got that?
Oh, no.
Was it?
I think Dixie got it.
Who did you guess?
Give it to me.
Aqua. This is Aqua. Okay.
The two people with the dominating leads want to give me a little
a
little something.
All right.
All three of us just jumped at the microphone. Aggressive.
Taryn, if you or Miggs can get two more right, there's 2 songs left. You will tie Ted.
This is like we're the Mariners.
Yes.
I'm shaking.
10 songs from one hit wonder band.
Number 2.
So I'll reach up to
get out of here. You got to be kidding me. That wasn't even on for 2 seconds.
4 non-blondes.
I heard that voice.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
The Perry, baby.
Steve Miggs has 1 song left to try to tie Ted.
Looking for it.
The 10
come
songs.
Come on, Mike.
From one hit wonder bands, we made it to number 1.
Number 1.
Who's got it?
Duran Duran?
It is not Duran Duran.
Is it Alana Myers?
It is not Alana Myers.
How old is it?
Oh, this song came out in 1981, the hit.
The Bangles?
Not the Bangles. Shoot, this was the only one that I didn't do a whole lot of research on. Steve, I know that you do Thrill. I know that you hate this song.
Their song.
Their
whatever
song, yes.
I hate a lot of songs.
Poison.
Because you... Yeah, right. Because you played this song so many times.
Oh, it's an Ace of Base.
It is not Ace of Base.
God.
Spice Girls.
Not Spice Girls.
Not old enough.
ABBA.
Not ABBA. It's also a very
Samantha
nice...
Samantha Fox.
Not Samantha Fox. It is a single artist name.
Cher.
And her last name is also a great leafy herb that you can put on great Italian dishes. Like a margarita pizza will have this on it.
Oh,
Tony Basil.
I think Ted got that.
Ted got that one.
So. Ted with five rights out of the ten.
You're right. I do hate those songs.
Ten songs.
But we do love Basil.
We do.
We do love Basil, yes.
Mike, you want to try this again next week?
Oh, you damn right I want to try that again.
Because you said you had maybe 20 songs.
I have a handful of songs. Ted. There's a lot of one-hit wonders.
I want to do this for the rest of my life.
Final scores. The Ted Smith with five corrects. Nice. Diggs with three. Nice. Taryn Daly with two. Steven, myself, skunked.
We suck at that. Hey, keep that list, though, for next week.
Hey,
by the way, we can catch up.
We are going to seriously, later on, maybe divide this into genres of music.
Oh,
so
fun.
Might these be like metal or like, you know, hair metal or whatever the deal is. So we can at least single out, you know, 10 songs from.
I like the way it's set up now.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I kind of miss. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new survey found that Gen X is the most stressed generation, but also the best at handling it.
Okay, I guess. I mean, I'm part of Gen X, so I know what I'm stressed about. I do not know what other generations would be stressed about. I mean, there's a couple of things I think we can all meet. But after that, like, I don't know what my kids stress about.
And what I don't know is if this is, you know, in your current state, are you holding the most stress? Because where you guys are at in your lives, where you're at in your lives, you are holding the most stress.
Yeah, most of it's on you right now.
Right.
Just based on age and everything else.
Right, and you're the best at handling it because it's on you. Because
you have to.
Right.
It's like my kids thinking, Dad, you're great at dealing with stress. It's like, well, no, but I have to.
Right.
Because you're not going to, right? So we're the ones who take the reins on it.
That is an earth-shattering moment as you get older and all of a sudden you realize that your parents that just knew everything, they were winning.
They didn't know what they... Man, I think that's my biggest eye-opener as a parent. You know, the kids start asking questions and immediately I think, my parents didn't know either.
No. They didn't know a damn thing. My wife recently came to that realization. She's like, all the stuff that I'm going through, like, I couldn't imagine having a kid right now.
You wing it.
Right.
I mean, that's all you can do. There's all these books. There's all this crap. But in the end, like, look, your kids are going to be your kids, or however right. your kids are, and you're going to wing 23 of your 24 hours right. out of the
you
day.
Maintain your composure in front of yes. them because, you know what, you were the one in charge, and you got this, and all right, don't worry. We're gonna,
but you really care. Okay. You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You genuinely you really care about something. You
sure.
tend to
you're
going to
think it through.
It.
You're yeah. going to do better with it. Absolutely. You're going to think through it logically and sane, and yeah.
That's it.
There you go. A new theory suggests eating dessert first as a way to prevent overeating.
Well, you'll fill up on the dessert for sure.
That's kind of what the theory is.
Well,
that
wouldn't
you're gonna...
you fill up on your main meal and not finish dessert? I mean, you're eating the same amount of food in theory. So if I start with a slice of cheesecake before I get to my steak, maybe I don't finish the steak, or I eat the steak first, and maybe I don't. That's ridiculous. I will finish the cheesecake.
I feel like if I had dessert first, then I just eat half the sandwich and take it home and eat it later.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm still eating it.
Well, sure, you're
so
going to eat it later.
So not in just one sitting. I get
correct.
What I'm saying. All right.
Yeah, you know, I've used this before. Like, the wife and I were making dinner or whatever, and it's cooking in the oven. Run out, get some ice cream real fast. Just enjoy the ice cream cone. But then you have that time where it's sitting in your gut, and it kind of, like, it's ahead of the game. So it sits there, and it sits in your belly, and it makes you feel a little bit fuller as you start to eat. And then, yeah, you're going to eat half, a quarter of that plate that you put
I
on there.
I don't know that I eat dessert much at home. You know, if correct. I'm out at a restaurant, absolutely, like, hey, man, show me what you got. We're doing this. We're spending the money. Let's go. But at home, maybe ice cream.
Yeah.
But not, I feel like after I eat at home, until I smoke later when the kids go to bed, and then Cinnamon Toast Crunch is dessert.
Yep. Sure. It still just feels odd.
Live a little,
yes.
Ted.
You know what I mean? Because even if you're just cooking at home and you have, I don't know, let's say you got, like, some good cookies, and you have one before dinner, it just feels wrong and dirty.
You
yeah.
know, I'm going to start doing this at restaurants, right? Come on, you guys ready to order? Are you ready for your apps? But, okay, we'll put it on our apps now. Can you go back for the entrees? And they say yes. So what would you like? I would like the Oreo chocolate cheesecake.
The cheesecake. That's right.
And mm-hmm. she will have the chicken nuggets.
I guarantee somebody's done that.
You
somebody's
have to.
Started with dessert and then moved
hell
on to dinner.
Hell yeah, man.
Why not? A cheese plate.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. I mean, the charcuterie
else in the world,
board.
That comes at the end of dinner.
Right.
Not at the beginning.
We should all do that, man. We should all just go out. We're just going to order dessert first, and then we'll just...
And when they come yeah, back, you know, we'll order, you know, legitimate.
Did anybody save room for dinner tonight?
Right. Isn't that kind of the classic at a burger place, though? Right? You get burgers, fries, and a milkshake.
A milkshake.
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah. A milkshake is a liquid dessert. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. New research shows that meditation actually relieves pain. It is not a placebo effect. They say it actually relieves your pain.
Is that nice. Why it's been around for thousands of years?
Yeah, right. They were looking into the, you know, because they were meditation was written off for the longest time as a placebo effect. You know,
sure.
you're controlling your mind and you're tricking your mind into basically saying that there's no pain there anymore. So, but
isn't that okay?
Right.
I mean, the only reason you're in pain is because your mind told you that something has happened to this part of your body, whatever it might be, and so it lets you know, but now you're in pain. Well, if I can convince my brain, yeah. like, I thank you, I'm aware of whatever damage
that.
Is going on, right? I've assessed
right.
it. I'm not in imminent danger. If I can meditate the pain away, basically tell my brain, got the message, stop ringing the doorbell.
Right.
I had a headache probably a month ago. Took out 3 Advil, put them on my bathroom sink.
Okay.
I was doing stuff, got in the shower, whatever. I just had a headache, got in the shower to kind of cool down a little bit.
Yep.
I get out, I'm like, okay, since I've been out of the shower, it's about an hour, my headache should start to go away. And it started to go away, and then it was completely gone. Then I go upstairs to do stuff, I'm like, I didn't take the Advil.
You never actually took the Advil.
I didn't take the Advil.
I thought you did.
And I knew the time on it.
Yep.
That's when the headache's going to go away.
Mind over matter is a very real thing.
Yes.
It is a very real thing.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. How do people run marathons?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, no one says, boy, that was easy. You know, I mean, it's like there's all these mental things you tell yourself to keep your body going.
We're heading headlong into fall, and that means it's time to start reassessing those belongings that we have in our homes and doing a little bit of fall cleanup.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
It's fall cleaning week on the Men's Room.
Yay.
Here are a bunch of items your home doesn't really need. Humans are hoarders, some worse than others. At any rate, only you can prevent clutter. Look at your closet. Look at your drawers. Look at your bathroom cabinets. How much of this stuff do you really use? Some of it might not even be yours. The quick simple solution to rid yourself of all of these unnecessary things that are taking up precious space comes down to one simple solution. Divorce.
Jeez.
So these are things that your home doesn't really need. And they do break it down by different rooms. So let's see if anybody has these things. So as far as the things in your office, does anybody in their office have dead batteries rolling around in your desk drawer?
No.
No.
That we're good about getting rid of.
I'm with you there. I don't keep dead batteries.
I don't know why anyone would. I mean, there's never a moment where I look at a dead battery and be like, hey, wait, mate, we can do something with this.
Right.
Like, you're not crafting with it. I mean, there's nothing.
Now, maybe if I'm throwing away something that has the batteries and I'll toss them in the drawer so that, you know, they're not dead, but they're not full, as it were.
Right.
But other than that, no.
I think that's more of a case if you just lay them down and forget to throw them out.
Yeah. Junk mail. Anybody have junk mail just laying around their office?
Nope.
I do.
I need to get a shredder. Just because the junk mail that I have is too much information that I need to get rid of.
It's about to get really bad.
Yeah, I know it is.
A new home. It is amazing how many people suddenly know your address and send you everything.
Fun fact. Behind the printer when you're walking into the lobby, there's a shredder.
Oh, is it really?
I bring my stuff in and shred it all the time.
Keeps them out of jail.
I mean, I don't want to buy a shredder if we have one at work. It's just like I don't want to print anything up at home. That's why I don't have a printer there.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have old magazines that you haven't looked at in years?
No.
Got some old magazines, but they're still reference material.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're not porn.
Right, I have like three of them, but they're like life.
Okay, I see.
They're like big like moments in history or something, so I kept them.
Yeah.
Supplies for creative projects that you're going to pick back up someday.
All that crap is used, man.
Chargers that belong to old devices and old devices with no charger at all. I do have those.
Mm-hmm. I have one drawer in my kitchen that has like batteries, scissors, mm-hmm. like that kind of, like... There's definitely charger cords in there. Because somebody's going to come over and need one.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Terrified of throwing that damn thing out. Half-used cans of paint. Those are just...
Oh, I got that in my garage.
Yep, they're in my garage.
Yep, absolutely.
And then clunky filing cabinets. Anybody still got a filing cabinet?
Nope.
Matt's down in my wife's like workroom.
All right.
But she actually keeps files.
Let's move on over to the living room. Anybody have dead plants that you just keep trying to revive?
No.
We got a couple dead plants. I need to find their way to the compost bin tonight.
I got a couple living plants I can't believe are still alive.
anybody got a china cabinet that they don't need anymore?
No.
You know what's funny? We just got rid of my mom's.
Yeah. My dad was trying forever to get rid of his.
Well, A, I found out the china was fake. And then B, like Miles was saying, most of it has
lead.
Yeah.
1971 or later.
How about subpar?
Or earlier. All lead.
How about subpar vases from those very kind flower arrangement deliveries?
No. Got rid of them all.
Oh, did you?
All. when I moved out.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not taking that crap with me.
Now, my wife's got them, man. But she uses them because she does all this crap at the school.
Sure.
So they get used a lot. That said, it doesn't mean it does not drive me nuts.
Yeah. I think that might just be as simple as, do you live with a woman?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, it's
Do you live with someone who cares if there are flowers?
I never think to myself, I should bring fresh flowers home today.
Nope.
Yeah, I do, and I'm due. I need to bring home the...
But it's for the wife.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing.
Which having the vase at home really, really helps because then you just buy the bouquet and then you're good to go.
Save the money.
Trophies and any other inconsequential childhood memorabilia collecting dust.
Nope.
Nah, that kind of went out the window as soon as I moved.
One, I'd have to get trophies. But even if I did, so I can't even speak to that. Like, oh no.
I mean, I have like one box of like sentimental stuff.
All right. Sure.
And I think I have a couple awards that I won at DeMatha, like a couple letters, but... I don't think I have trophies from like Little League or anything.
Yeah, that was all in my childhood room, and as soon as I moved out, they either ended up in a closet or I think I just threw them all away.
Yeah, like when we just moved my mom into a place, like my brother sent me a picture and it's like, "Do you need this Do you want this trophy?" I said, "No. First of all, it's second place."
Oh.
I was like, "No, I don't need Little League trophies." I was like, "I don't know why I kept that one."
We did keep one trophy. It's a bowling trophy of my brother. He got it when he was in Boy Scouts, maybe 12 years old or something. They went on a bowling trip.
I won that same trophy.
For the most gutters?
For the most gutters?
So he came back with a trophy.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
And my dad, who loves bowling, I mean, super proud. I was maybe six, but I remember like, Adrian, oh my God, you got a trophy bowling, blah, 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 we should go bowling, ah, blah, 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 blah. My brother's like,
Dad,
I got the most gutters. I mean, my father's just like, we're keeping this.
Yes.
And we still have it, oh yeah.
You're right, there is one little kind of makeshift trophy above my fireplace, because I won it a scavenger hunt against other Smiths.
Nice.
Okay. So if anybody comes to town, I like to go, hey, it sits up there all the time. Remember when you lost? Mm-hmm.
We do have a fantasy football trophy that I need to put back in a rotation with the family.
Okay.
Yes, all right. So these are things that your home doesn't really need anymore. We're gonna move on over to the bathroom. Anybody got the hotel toiletries that you've ever stolen?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
But I keep them in my to-go bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're in the bag that I take when I travel back to those hotels.
Anybody got sad towels with holes or makeup stains?
Nope. No.
Not anymore.
No? Good.
We got one ratty towel, but it's for this time ratty of year season. And the dog.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Muddy-ass paws.
I had somebody recently, an adult, and I said, did you not wash your hands? And they were like, why do you ask? I said, because the hand towel's not damp. They were like, it looked too nice, so I just wiped them off of my shorts.
Well, it's there for a reason, man.
Okay, but to his credit, there's a lot of stuff when it comes to the bathroom that you're not supposed to use. The decorative soaps, then don't make it soap.
If you got the soap, I'm using it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I need soap and the soap is
cool,
there.
Cool, it's a starfish, and I'm washing myself. I don't care.
Yeah, and like you use that hand, it is really nice. It's Lacoste. It's got the little gator on it. And as I said to my friend, I go, look, I don't know why. My mom bought those towels for you. And you're like, like I didn't go out and spend whatever it costs to get a Lacoste hand towel.
Anybody got that ugly shower caddy in their bathroom?
No.
Not anymore, no.
Oh, you mean in the shower?
Yeah.
It's not ugly, it's nice.
So what, the one you hang up on the shower head?
That thing's a lifesaver.
I like that thing.
I got it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, but...
Now, I will say, I don't have the place that we've got now...
Oh, no, wait. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
The place that we've got now, my bathroom downstairs, I've got shelves in my shower. I totally lucked out.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted the master bathroom. Damn right.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
They're already, like, built in.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Oh, I'm stoked on it.
Put your razor up there?
Yes, sir. That's right. It's all my stuff. Get out of my shower.
Dude, it's going to be a life changer.
Damn right, dude. I'm so happy with
it. I mean, I don't know exactly what the cleaning process is for women. But I am amazed at how many different products it takes. Like, what's wrong with just soap and shampoo and conditioner? Why do you need all of these? Right. What are you doing?
Are you saying that her shower's upstairs?
Yes.
By the master bathroom.
Correct. Master bedroom, yeah.
And yours is where?
Downstairs on the main floor, but I also keep my room, quote unquote, my studio, my game room, my clothes are downstairs on the main floor.
Okay. Your water pressure is going to be 10 times better than hers.
Yes, sir, it is.
So when you want to take a nice hot shower, man, it's going to be
No problem at all.
Trickling because got to go one more.
Yeah.
Who's got the bigger tub?
She's got a tub. I've got a dedicated shower. I do not have a tub.
Yes,
a shower.
All
right. That's right. I don't need a doggone tub.
No.
That's I was just going to laugh if you had the big tub. She did.
That's just for families with babies.
It's not even jetted. Expired medications, makeup, sunscreen.
No.
Yes.
No. Uh-oh.
I do.
We got some expired medications there, too.
But a lot of times you don't think about it because you don't need it. But then if the thing arises where you kind of need it, you're like, oh, I've got whatever.
Yeah.
And then you realize it was 7 years ago that this was an issue for me. This thing expired years ago.
You're correct. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, you don't do it because you're lazy. It's like you don't think about it. I know we have Advil at home, but Advil never crosses my mind unless I have Advil.
And then the sunscreen sits on my bathroom counter, and it'll sit there till about March, which is close to summer.
Yep.
And then I'll go, oh, spring cleaning. I should throw this out. It's like,
oh, for
I left it here
sake.
All winter, but then throw it out right before I need it.
Let's run through the bedroom here real quick. Anybody have those wimpy hangers from the dry cleaner?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I used a couple of them.
The top sheet.
What really? About the top
What's wrong with the top sheet?
I do not have a top sheet.
Unless or not left. Having a top sheet?
No, it says the top sheet. Screw you, I'm having a top
it's
sheet.
It's in the package. It doesn't matter to me whether or not it's there, but it's there.
Beat you don't up. Use the top sheet?
No.
God, I love that thing.
Yeah.
I hate the feeling of just like, just covers. I need that sheet.
Yep. Beat up shoe boxes and the accompanying protective bags. Not me.
No.
I get rid of the shoe boxes. The shack of books that you're done reading.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting pretty good at cycling the books out, to be honest with you.
I reread a lot of them. And also, it's cool. I like to see where the kids' interests are, because they'll stand at the bookshelf and just pull down different things and flip through, and I go, good.
And this one doesn't apply to anybody here in this room, but the obscene amount of decorative pillows that you purchased during your boho phase.
No.
What's boho phase? Yeah.
Bohemian?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all the rage, Ted. Let's move on to the kitchen. As far as the thing in your home that you don't really need, the stemmed wine glasses.
Nope.
Now,
don't have them.
We just got rid of them.
I don't drink wine much, but most of the time I see my wife drinking wine, it's stemless.
Any?
I have a couple stemless wine glasses that somebody gave me.
Right.
Just in case somebody wants one.
Yeah.
Any subpar tote bag that you snagged just because it was free?
No.
Nah. Specialized cleaning solutions, like all-in-one concentrates or whatever.
No.
Used to, but not now.
The logo-heavy cups and shot glasses from your college days.
Oh, I'm not college now, baby.
There's a drinking cabinet, and it's got all my stuff.
Well,
shut up.
I've got a stack of shot glasses.
I have got a stack of cups, of Bud Light cups from the Super Bowl when I went, and I'm keeping those. Why? Because they're my freaking Super Bowl cups.
I've got a Super Bowl cup as well.
Yeah, I got a cup from the Seahawks in Munich.
Nice.
And then I haven't even been there, but Miles, you'll appreciate this. I have a couple green beer cups from the 16th at the crazy golf tournament down there in Arizona.
Oh, Waste Management.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some semi-pro big plastic cups that I use when I'm working outside from the movie.
Yeah.
Got a basketball. Got the cups.
Spices that are past their prime.
No,
spices don't live long in my house, man.
Yeah, my wife just went through a whole bunch of them. Then the last thing that your home does not really need that you probably got. Why? Because we've all been trained. But that ominous cloud of plastic bags under the sink.
I don't have those either. But I use them.
Yeah.
I do use them, man.
There's a lot of great uses.
Well, I mean, one, just cat litter.
Yeah.
Just grab one. I'm not wasting a trash bag I bought.
If you can't find the dog bags, just grab one of those.
There you go.
If it's a white bag that says thank you, I'm like, you're welcome.
A man was arrested by customs agents in Uzbekistan for what they found in his luggage, and you won't believe what it is, Miles.
What did they find in his luggage?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.